Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Glad you could join us for this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. We are continuing our look at a statement that was put on the LDS.org website having to do with race and priesthood. And there's been so much to talk about this, but there's one thing that we really need to discuss. And once again, we want to look at the statement and the four theories that the LDS Church is now disavowing regarding why those of African heritage were not allowed to hold the priesthood. Now, in the statement, it says, "Today the church disavows the theories advanced in the past that black skin is a sign of divine disfavor or curse, or that it reflects actions in a premortal life, that mixed race marriages are a sin, or that blacks or people of any other race or ethnicity are inferior in any way to anyone else." This year, 2014, is the year of Joseph Fielding Smith, the 10th president of the Mormon Church. Joseph Fielding Smith was the son of Joseph F. Smith, who was the 6th president of the Mormon Church. Joseph F. Smith was the son of Hiram Smith, the brother of the Mormon prophet Joseph Smith. Joseph Fielding Smith is being hailed as the great defender of the faith in the January 2014 issue of Ensign magazine. It has a picture of Joseph Fielding Smith on the front cover, a black and white photo, and the title says, "Joseph Fielding Smith, Defender of the Faith." The problem, folks, is Joseph Fielding Smith was in fact a defender of the Mormon faith, but what he defended is not the faith the Mormon leadership today wants you to think they believe. It's the faith they're trying to disavow, because the theories that they mention in this race and priesthood statement that came out in December of 2013, those theories were espoused by Joseph Fielding Smith, the very man that Mormons are going to be studying in 2014.
Yeah, and that's in the Teachings of Presence of the Church, Joseph Fielding Smith. Twice a month, the Latter-day Saints are studying that book on Sundays. But on page 45, the title of the article for Joseph Fielding Smith is called "True and Faithful: Inspiration from the Life and Teachings of Joseph Fielding Smith." And under the heading on page 47, "A Seeker of Learning by Study and Also by Faith," I just want to point out how important this person is in Mormonism. Joseph Fielding Smith was renowned in the church as a scriptorian and a gospel scholar. How many times have we heard that term scriptorian by Latter-day Saints, that they're not scriptorians? Well, this man was. Beginning in his youth, he had an unquenchable desire to seek learning even by study and also by faith. He read the Book of Mormon twice before he was 10. When his friends missed him, they would often find him in the hayloft reading the scriptures. Skip a few paragraphs on to page 48, and it says this: "On one occasion, President Heber J. Grant, 1856 to 1945, complimented President Smith's scholarship by stating, quote, 'I consider you the best posted man on the scriptures of the general authorities of the church that we have,'" end quote.
Go back to page 46 in that Ensign magazine, and it says, "As with all of God's prophets, Joseph Fielding Smith was foreordained to come to earth according to the divine timetable of the Lord." You're right. He is certainly put up there on quite a pedestal. And in my opinion, he really was probably one of the last of the Mormon theologians. His son-in-law, Bruce McConkie, certainly, I think, would also fill those type of shoes as a scriptorian, wrote the book Mormon Doctrine, which you would think by that title that it must contain somewhere in it things about Mormon doctrine, although a lot of Mormons would today want to distance themselves from the teachings of Bruce McConkie, even though, in my opinion, he didn't really have an original idea in his mind. Most of what he taught was stuff that his father-in-law had already taught or Joseph F. Smith had taught, or Joseph mm-hmm. Smith, the Articles of Faith. That's clear when you look at McConkie's books.
Now, the tie-in, again, to these theologians, and that's what these men are. I mean, especially Joseph Fielding Smith, the 10th president, and Bruce McConkie very well set the pace for what Mormonism was back then and what it was from the very beginning. And I think Joseph Fielding Smith does that as well. I think we ought to take a look at this book called The Way to Perfection.
The Way to Perfection is an excellent source for wanting to know, I think, not only the mind of Joseph Fielding Smith, since he is the author of it, but also the idea of what Mormons believed at that time. Now, on page 2, it explains why the book was even being written, and it sounds from what we read in this introduction here that Joseph Fielding Smith was kind of reluctant to even write it, but he was kind of egged on to do it, and eventually he did do it. But look at what it says on page 2.
Yeah, and this is dated from August 1st, 1931, from Salt Lake City. The principles of the gospel do not change. In connection with the lessons previously published, doctrines of the church have been considered.
Now, we need to stop there because Boyd Packer and other Mormon leaders have made a very similar statement that doctrine is eternal. Doctrine does not change. Joseph Fielding Smith is making that same claim here on page 2 of The Way to Perfection, that doctrine doesn't change. The principles of the gospel do not change. You see, folks, why it's important for the Mormons to get away from this teaching regarding blacks in the priesthood and relegating it from a doctrine to a mere theory, or a doctrine to maybe a policy at best, because their leaders have made it very clear, doctrine's not supposed to change, it's eternal.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to get rid of that distinction, and this is what they're trying to do. They're actually hoping that you won't check this out. Well, we want you to check it out, and we want you to read their own sources.
It goes on and says, this present text is not an attempt to give to the saints something new. The ordinances of baptism, laying on of hands, ordination, etc., are the same today as they have been through all generations since the beginning of time. Yet it is a fact, as every Latter-day Saint can say, that these principles, which never change, are in another sense always new.
So these principles that are going to be found in this book are principles, or we could say doctrines, that are never supposed to change. And as we've said, a lot of the things that he is going to espouse and a lot of things that he is going to confirm in this book in relation to this statement that came out by the LDS Church in December of 2013 flat out contradicts what the church, the LDS Church, wants you to believe today.
At the end of that statement, he says, this book has been prepared not only for study by genealogical workers, but also for general use throughout the church.
So he's actually given an endorsement that this is something that members in the church should be looking at. Well, let's look at it. Remember, one of the theories that was listed in the statement, the 2013 statement, was that blacks or people of any other race or ethnicity are inferior in any way to anyone else. On page 101, under the subtitle, The Curse Upon Cain and His Descendants, what does it say?
It says, not only was Cain called upon to suffer, but because of his wickedness, he became the father of an inferior race.
Okay, now remember, folks, the seed of Cain, that's a title that has been given to those of African heritage. So when you hear the phrase seed of Cain or any relationship to him, this is talking about the black people in a Mormon context. Not only was Cain called upon to suffer, but because of his wickedness, he became the father of an inferior race.
And as we were talking about yesterday, we're talking about the pre-existence. We're talking about pre-mortality. Before this world ever took place, you had to have been in a spirit world.
Well, we go on in that same section, and this is chapter 15 of the book, The Way to Perfection. At the very end of the chapter, it says, in the spirit of sympathy, mercy, and faith, we will also hope that blessings may eventually be given to our Negro brethren. For they are our brethren, children of God, notwithstanding their black covering, emblematical of eternal darkness.
Wow.
Of eternal darkness. Let's go back to the statement that they just came out with in 2013. Today, the church disavows the theories advanced in the past that black skin is a sign of divine disfavor or curse.
Bill, I'm looking at this over and over. I'm not seeing the word theory in Joseph Fielding Smith's book, The Way to Perfection.
No, in fact, if you go back to the beginning of the book, it talks about principles that are never supposed to change. And yet the Mormon church has changed on these ideas. But folks, what we're trying to get across here is the man that is being lionized during the year of 2014.
Means
this
study.
Man, Joseph Fielding Smith, his teachings are in a new manual. Teachings of Presidents of the Church, Joseph Fielding Smith. The man that they are lionizing in 2014 is the same man that was espousing as true principles the very ideas that the modern Mormon church is trying to distance itself from.
Now, the quotes we just read here just now and what we'll read tomorrow are not found in the manual. Why would you say they're not found in the manual?
I think there's good reason why it's not in the manual, because I don't think they want to really readily admit that Joseph Fielding Smith taught a lot of these things. But as we've said in the past, not only did he teach a lot of these very offensive doctrines, he taught some of the most horrendous aspects of this doctrine. And I think it's only fair that if the Mormon church is going to make a hero out of this man, while at the same time, as they say in the statement, they say, church leaders today unequivocally condemn all racism, past and present, in any form. The man that taught these things that they are unequivocally condemning today. This is what this man was all about. So what we're going to do in tomorrow's broadcast is we're going to look at some more of the things that Joseph Fielding Smith taught in this book, The Way to Perfection. He spent a couple, two chapters on this subject?
Yeah.
Let's see, at least I'm looking at the book right now. Yeah, he taught two chapters on this, on dealing with the seed of Cain. And we're going to be examining some of the things that Joseph Fielding Smith said on this in tomorrow's broadcast.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. How would you like to have Mormonism Research Ministry address your church on the subject of Mormonism? MRM's Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson have spoken at many Christian churches all over the country. You see, they can tailor their presentation to meet your church's needs. Anything from a one-day basic introduction to a weekend symposium. You'll find these PowerPoint presentations clear, articulate, and presented in a Christ-honoring fashion. So let your pastor know today that you'd like to have MRM speak at your church. Write us at contact@mrm.org. Have you considered visiting the Holy Land? Well, in February 2015, Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson are hosting a trip to Israel with the option to visit the Seven Churches of Revelation in Turkey. During our 11-day trip to Israel, former Utah pastor Joel Kramer will take us on a day to see important biblical sites where very few people go. We'll also have a chance to swim in the Dead Sea, get baptized in the Jordan River, and hike through Hezekiah's Tunnel. To find out more, visit MRM.org and click on the Israel icon on the top right-hand corner of the page. Again, that's MRM.org.